And welcome to Raph and Males Review the World, a podcast where me being Raph and you whose name is...
I'm Males.
What do?
We review things.
That's our catchphrase. Raph and Males, what do? We review things.
I thought it was bang the world to rights.
Bang it, that was season one, Raph and Males. Season two, the world has already been banged to rights. As we can see from our election results, what a week, election results special. How do you feel about the state of the world now in our post-election world that we live in? Election.
Neither better nor worse, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, like, it basically is the same government.
Yeah.
Not that much has changed.
It could potentially get a bit worse, though, with the anti-abortion, pro-homophobia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good guys in government. Everything's fine. Everything continues to be fine, I think, is the takeaway on the basis of all the election results. And that's our incisive political commentary for you, which is really the reason why all of our legions of fans come to the Raph and Males Review the World podcast.
I think legions is a good adjective to describe.
Yeah, I think it's the exactly appropriate adjective.
Yeah.
And incisive, also definitely the right adjective to describe our political commentary. That's everything I've got. I was hoping we could, like, you know, have some real... It'd be like the last leg. We'd have some real, like, good political satire chat. But I don't really have anything else to add
to
that.
No, no.
Still hot. You know.
Yeah, surprisingly.
Plan remains the same. If you want it to cool down, plan a barbecue. It'll be fine. Go to a barbecue next weekend. It's going to rain, isn't it?
That's right. Yeah.
All right. That's all of the intro. The hot intro banter I had up my sleeve. So maybe we should take it to... the first review?
Yeah, let's get things going. I like this new action focus.
Here is some election-themed soca music. Maybe?
Yes! Election time again! Get in the rhythm. Election rhythm.
That's it.
Get in the rhythm. Aye! Corruption, corruption, corruption gone viral. Corruption, corruption, political scandal. Corruption, corruption, corruption gone viral. Corruption, corruption. Them gone with the money, empty the treasury. Them gone with the money, violent the country. Them gone with the money, empty the treasury. Them gone with the money, and now for you.
All right, we're back. I hope you enjoyed that hot election-themed soca jam. I'm doubling down because I'm definitely going to find it. We're going to go straight into our first review in the new Season 2 format of No Messing Around. We'll get straight into the reviews. I'm going first, and I am going to be reviewing a television program by the name of Love Island. Love Island has just started this week. It's been on for a week. I think it's going to be on for another... 6, 7, 8 weeks, something like that. It's on across the summer.
So this is a program I can't say I've seen myself.
Right. Are you aware of it? Do you know anything about it? Tell me what you know about Love Island.
I know it's something you watch.
Yes.
It's on ITV.
Yes.
And I
think it is.
And I will never watch it because it's on ITV.
Yeah. I thought I would have put myself in the same camp. And then somehow I've got sucked in last year and I'm going to get sucked in again this year.
So how did it start?
So it started as Celebrity Love Island.
But how? Yeah, but I don't know how. What got you into it?
Okay, well, fairly obviously it was because my partner, watches it, and so it's on and it's around. I'm around it.
Okay. And
so I start. You know that thing you often get when you're not that into a thing, a television program specifically.
Yeah.
But your partner is. And so you're around it, and so you start out being a bit like, this isn't for me, but it's on while I'm in the room, and next thing you know, you're taking a bit of an interest, and next thing you know, you're asking who people are, what their names are, and next thing you know, you've got all kinds of opinions about it, and then you're just a fan.
Because I think I don't know if we both have had the same, but I know it happened to me with RuPaul's Drag Race.
No, RuPaul's Drag Race, I actually initiated.
Did you initiate
the watching of that? And from day one, I've been 100% on board.
Right, because that's something I've got through osmosis.
Yeah, yeah. I think your relationship with RuPaul's Drag Race is kind of like my relationship with Love Island. And like Love Island, like maybe it was last year, maybe it was the year before. Like it's been similar to RuPaul's Drag Race. Actually, there was a lot of heat on the street. There was a lot of like, are you watching it? Have you seen it? People who were into it are very into it.
Okay.
So there was a lot of like, you know, there was a lot of buzz going around last summer specifically, which is the summer when I first watched it with any regularity. And I haven't been this year, and I wasn't last year watching it, you know, religiously every day, every episode. But I had I had an eye on it. I knew the main players. I knew the main movers and shakers. And I think the same is probably going to be true this year.
I've just had a quick Google image search.
Yeah.
For Love Island.
Yeah.
It just seems to be women with big tits not wearing very much, frolicking about in the sun.
Yeah, but also men with big tits not wearing very much, frolicking about in the sun.
Okay.
So it's probably helpful if I briefly describe the premise of the program, right?
Yeah.
So, in the briefest terms possible, they get a load of sexy people on an island, get them pissed and try and make them shag.
Right, okay.
It's not a bad concept as these things go. Like, you can see why it's a ratings winner. More specifically, and I think it is a clever premise.
Right.
Is that they put them on an island, you have to be in a couple, right? And so they like day one, they put like however many it is, 8 girls, 8 guys on an island. You have to pick someone and immediately you're in a couple.
Oh, so you're not going in
Going in a couple. No, there's eight single guys, 8 single girls.
Right.
I don't know if that's a number. But anyway, they put them on an island. They say you have to be in a couple right away. And when you're in a couple, you share the same bed.
Okay.
And then on day two, they put an extra woman in. And she gets to like shark someone's man. She gets to like pick whoever she wants to be her boyfriend now. And so basically the way it works is there's always an unequal number of men and women.
Right.
And at the end of the week, if you're the one who's not in a couple, you get booted off the island.
So how often are they allowed to switch and change?
At the end of the week, just before they boot someone off, they have like a recoupling. So everybody gets to pick, or like they'll let all the guys pick a new girl. However, it will be slightly different each week. So 1 week it might be 9, okay. There's 9 girls, there's 8 guys.
So it's not super sexist.
Then the guys get to pick. But then the next week it'll be 8 girls, 9 guys, and then the girls get to pick. And whoever's left out at the end, Billy No Mates has to go home. So basically, you need to be in a couple. So you need to be constantly flirting, chatting people up, and outright snogging and shagging. In order to win the game, in order to play the game effectively, you have to do that stuff.
Okay, I wouldn't...
And also, there's loads of booze. And they get them to do sexy challenges. Like, you know, licking, you know, I don't know. Feeling each other up, doing I have never... eating food off each other, groping each other, getting in the pool. Basically just doing sexy shenanigans. It's very much like... it's a cross between It's a Knockout, the Carry-On films, and like porn.
And a teenager's wet dream.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah, absolutely. So teenagers obviously love it. But like loads of people love it. It's kind of a big... It's a fairly big hit.
Why do you love it? Like, so I don't get...
Let me start by saying I don't love it, right?
Okay.
And I'm kind of on the verge of hating it at times.
Right.
But I've been on a bit of a journey when it comes to this program. Because like I started out thinking this is awful and I hate it. It's just a bunch of awful people shouting at each other, and it's clearly aimed at awful people who like, surely the people who like this must be awful people, and all the people on it are awful people, because they kind of strike you that way. Like there's a lot of people from Essex. It's the kind of people that you get on Chowie, the kind of people you get on Geordie Shore. They're all like very body conscious. They're often, without putting too fine a point on it, a bit thick.
I'd say it's your general Big Brother.
Big Brother, but
reality
like,
star
drill
fodder.
Down even further. Because Big Brother was relatively diverse compared to this. Like occasionally they'd have someone who was a bit older or like wasn't you know, super attractive.
It's the desperately fame-seeking
Yeah,
types.
I think basically they've picked these people partly based on their Instagram follower counts. and actually, although it's no longer Celebrity Big Brother, one of them used to go out with Prince Harry, and the other one was in Blazing Squad.
Nice.
Which is great. And he's like, he's doing the thing of constantly going around and telling people, like, look, don't tell anyone, yeah. I don't want to, like, make a big deal out of it, but I used to be in Blazing Squad, which is great.
So are they in, like, living in luxury, or is it, like, the proper, like...
Yeah, they kind of are. They're in this luxurious villa in, like, Spain or somewhere. Sun's always shining. There's a pool. And, like, in Big Brother, because the idea in Big Brother, which I was also, like, a big fan of back in the day...
Yeah.
They kind of, like... They tried to rile him up and start arguments.
Yeah.
And that's
how
you get, like, people chucking chairs and that kind of stuff. And sometimes they'd get him pissed and, like, you know, give him sexy challenges. But often they were just trying to, like, start fights. And part of that was they would, like, withhold food from them and stuff. So you had to win these challenges to get food. In Love Island, there's basically none of that pressure. They've always seemed to, like, have food and drink. They're never really angry. And they're always, like, having parties and stuff.
Because they just want them to shag,
don't they? Them to shag. They don't want them to argue. They want to have, like, little... You know, it's shagging with a side argument of tiffs. Little arguments. Whereas on Big Brother, it was arguments with a side salad of shagging. Or just, like, seeing people in the shower. Side note about the guy from Blazing Squad. I don't know if I've ever told you this or the listening public this. I used to be in... A squad.
Blazing Squad.
I used to be in Blazing Squad. Not that Blazing Squad, but when I was like 13, me and my mates formed a little crew, not even a musical crew, just a group of mates, and decided we should be a squad and we should call ourselves the Blazing Squad. Not even a joke, was in a squad calling ourselves the Blazing Squad about a year before the actual Blazing Squad came out and we were like, we need to change our name. So I can legitimately and truthfully go up to people and be like, did you know I used to be in a Blazing Squad? I used to be in a Blazing Squad.
How old were Blazing Squad?
They
looked young as fuck.
Yeah, they were like 15 at the time we were 14.
Because Blazing Squad is essentially, we're a crew that likes to smoke weed.
Certainly the Blazing Squad I was in.
Yeah.
That was the kind of impetus
behind
it.
So what I don't understand is that there was a group of... 14, 15-year-olds that obviously been put together by Louis Walsh style idiot.
Yeah,
and put on top of the pops going...
I think maybe they knew each other beforehand and they were just like a group of dickhead lads who like... Because that was a time when Garage was getting big and like So Solid Crew were in the charts and that kind of stuff. And they were like, let's get some like white kids and market them to other white kids.
But... The name Blazing Squad just seems so ridiculous.
Yeah, but you know, it was a ridiculous time. Like, that was a time where there was a garage outfit known as the Pay As You Go Cartel.
I like that a lot.
That's good.
Because that's not dumb like Blazing Squad.
It's pretty dumb, Pay As You Go Cartel.
But cartel makes sense.
Cartel's great, but that word does not go with Pay As You Go.
But it... In a way,
champagne and cocaine cartel.
But because they're so polar opposites, I think it's great. That's what I
don't get me wrong. It's great, and I think it's great. But yeah,
like 20p for meat and mafia.
Yeah, yeah. Even Lisa Mafia, the name Lisa Mafia.
Lisa Mafia.
Lisa is not really a name I associate with the mafia. But that's a bit of a detour into the early 2000s garage scene.
Yes.
UK garage scene. Just to say that I used to be in a Blazing Squad. Anyway,
so what are the stakes on Love Island? Who's the winner? What do they get?
A couple wins.
And
this is the thing, like, they seem to change the rules from time to time. Like they put people in the island. They're always putting like new sexy people in to shake things up.
Yeah.
And they give them little challenges to do, and if they win the challenges, stuff happens. And at the end, someone wins. I don't really understand how they win, because I think like you could be in it for like 8 weeks, but then someone could come in the last week and then like win.
They should put in
hypothetically.
They should put in like half of them are actual couples.
Yeah. Well, what they do sometimes is like they'll bring in someone's ex.
Yeah.
To like fuck up the game, or like I don't know, people that they know, basically, or like someone who stole their boyfriend back in the day, that kind of thing.
I can't believe they put them, they make them get in the same bed on the first night.
Yeah.
Is it one? Is it like Big Brother? Is it one big bedroom?
One big bedroom.
Oh, that's they need individual bedroom is the one the fucking to go down.
Yeah, well, no, but like the fucking goes down. Like there'll be
God,
last
these
summer,
people.
There was just like there'd be nights where there would be like four different beds with people shagging in them at the same time, and then like one person by themselves who's just had a row with their quote unquote girlfriend.
Yeah,
who's like now gone to sleep on a sofa downstairs or something, just like feeling lonely. And the commentary's well sarky. Like, the commentary, like, it tries to put you in a position where you feel superior to these people.
Right.
And you're, like, laughing at how dumb they are and, like, the silly things they're doing. But, you know, we're all in it together. We're all culpable. We all know what we're doing. But this is what I was going to say about the journey of it, right? Because you start out, I started out quite judgy.
Yeah.
Like, these people are dickheads. And they do the whole thing when they first go in where they have to do a little talking head of, like, yeah, my name's Ryan, and like I love shagging birds. And then like my name's Chelsea, and I'm from Essex, and I'm a like man eater. I'm a real bitch. That kind of thing. And it kind of sets them up to all look like dickheads. But then you kind of get to know them a little bit, and you're like, oh, actually, they're all right. They're like, you know, they are a bit of a knobhead sometimes, but like they're fine. They're a bit funny. They're a bit sweet. Whatever. So it kind of humanizes them a little bit, and for me personally, I started to think like, you know, why am I judging these people? Just because they're different than I am. They like different music. They're into different things. Aren't I the dickhead for thinking they're dickheads? and so then you start to give it a chance. You start to watch a bit more and you feel like, no, but actually they kind of are dickheads.
Yeah.
Or it's like the same reality TV program bullshit you always get of like people just rowing, which I hate. I just hate watching on TV people having arguments. Because I'm like, it just gets really awkward.
Yeah.
And I just can't fucking deal with awkwardness on my telly. So then I go off again. And I'm like, I don't actually like this, but I'm not going to watch it. I can't be in the same room as it.
So how often is it on?
Every day.
Oh my God.
I think it's not on the weekends, but maybe they have like a catch up or something.
Right. And who, right. I think this is going to be the crucial point. Who's the host?
Caroline Flack.
Okay, not the worst.
Not the worst.
Not the best.
No. Who would be the best and who would be the worst in your opinion?
Always the best.
Yeah.
For anything like any commentary ever.
Yeah.
Brian Blessed.
Yeah. All right.
Always the worst would be Jonathan Ross. Really don't like his voice.
Yeah. Yeah. Jonathan Ross just is the worst in general. I'd take Edmonds over Russ.
Or what's the name, that stupid cow that just got fired from...
Hopkins.
Yeah, Kay Hopkins.
Say no more. You have a stupid cow.
Yeah.
Yeah, they would both be awful. It's not Flack who does the voiceover. It's like that kind of generic cheeky chappy kind of voice.
Yeah.
Same kind of tone as Come Dine With Me.
Yeah, okay.
That kind of thing, where they're kind of taking the piss out of people the whole time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like I said, it's a little bit disingenuous because like, we're all watching it and they're making it. So why are we all calling them dickheads when we're the dickheads who are like elevating them? We're watching them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Who's the real dickhead? If we're like saying this person's such an idiot for acting like this, we're sitting around watching them do it. So who's the real idiot?
So has anybody actually gone anywhere? Like the usual, like the person, anybody become anything from this?
I've got no idea. I think they're probably... like, they get big on Instagram for a few months, and they might even be in, like, you know, 3 a.m. girls in the metro or whatever. Like, you know, wherever you see news about whatever's happened in Bougies, you know, where someone from Towie got in a fight with someone else, that level of celebrity, they'll probably attain that for 6 months to a year. I don't know if anybody's gone on to have a successful career on the telly or anything. But, okay. You know, it's only a matter of time.
So I'm looking now at the people who are in the series you're currently watching. It tells you their occupation.
Yeah. Right, so, tell me your favourite and your... And
the favourite occupation on these.
I already know what you're going to say.
The one that's an explosive ordnance disposal.
Yes.
That sounds like the best job ever.
Yeah, turns out she's really quite boring. She's the one who went out with Prince Harry. And she's like super posh.
Right, I'm going to have a look at her face.
Like properly posh.
Oh, Camilla. Of course she
Camilla,
is.
Camilla, obviously.
Right.
Which would be a bit weird for Harry going out with a girl who's got the same name as your stepmom.
Yes.
That would be a little bit weird, wouldn't it?
She does look quite tarty, especially in this silver bikini.
Yeah. I mean, like, that's...
And yet again, she's got big boobs. What a surprise.
This is the thing, right? Like, all of the people on it, men and women included, are... They're of a certain kind. Like, the women all have their boobs out all the time. The men all have their abs out all the time. Yeah. And they all, like, exercise loads. The men have all got, like, big muscles and abs and stuff. And they all, like, dress and look quite similarly. They've got the same kinds of fashion. They've got the same slang. And they're from all over the country. Like, some of them will be Geordie. Some of them will be from Essex. Some of them will be from
There's a common knowledge Liverpool. Between them.
But, yeah, they talk. Okay. They've got the same language. And they've got the same... points of reference, and I was trying to put my finger on like what kind of person is this, because I'm tempted to just go like, well, they're dickheads, but that's not fair. And I was wondering, is it like a social class thing? Is it like that they're working class? But it's not true, because some of them are quite posh, some of them middle class.
Yeah, there must be a term now, because like we've had Raz, we've had Chavs, we've had, there must be.
Well, this is the thing, like, it's a subculture, right? It's similar to what you might call Raz or hipsters, or even like goths or punks. Like, they dress the same, they're into the same shit, they listen to the same music, like, they've got the same slang. It's a subculture. It's just the same as, like, hip-hop or, like, you know, grime.
Yeah.
Or whatever. But I don't know the name of this subculture. If you know the name of that subculture out there, like, let us know.
How about, let's run a competition
to
name this subculture.
Yeah, I'd love to hear names for this subculture. Because like I said, I'm tempted to go in hard and be like, it's a subculture where people are dumb and they like bad things and all they care about is like going to the gym and then getting their bodies out. But there's nothing wrong with like going to the gym and getting your body out.
No.
That's fine. It's not what I'm into, but just because I'm not into it, like, it's all right. And it does make for good telly. Because like the thing is, they're not super self-aware in a way that makes them guarded. Like, they do dumb things.
Yeah.
And they, like, have big rows and they shag on live telly, which you wouldn't do if you were a bit more self-conscious and self-aware and quote-unquote smart. It's different kinds of smartness, if you know what I mean. If you were, like, you know... This might come back to haunt me in the future or whatever.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
You wouldn't do that stuff. But because they do that stuff, it makes for good telly. So I don't know. I feel like I've just talked for ages about Love Island.
Yeah, you have. But
I don't know. Are you at all tempted to watch it?
I might have to give it a go.
The thing is, it's one of those things where I would never watch it by myself. And I would basically never give it my full attention.
You don't want to be caught watching it because you just look like a perv.
It's a good program to have on in the background while you're just like looking at your phone.
Okay.
Or in my case, playing the Nintendo Switch.
Yeah.
It's great for that. I can imagine it being the kind of thing like if you were a teenager or in your early 20s and you wanted something to watch 5 hours of on E4 on a Sunday morning. Yeah. It'd be perfect for that. It's definitely got a place in the world.
Yeah.
I don't know if I...
I mean, ITV2's got to show something and the mummies aren't enough as it is.
Yeah, exactly. It's the definition of like guilty pleasure viewing. Because there's something kind of bad about it, but like it kind of is good. You know what? I can't fucking work out if I like it or not. I've been thinking about this all week and going back and forth on it in my own head, which is basically what I'm just trying to work out. I'm trying to exercise that demon by just having this fucking 20-minute monologue at you about it.
I think, I have the same sort of relationship with the Big Bang Theory. Like, I hate it. I hate people that like it. I hate people that talk about it.
Yeah.
But if it's on, I don't, like, scramble to turn it off.
Yeah,
you know,
you just let it happen. To you.
Yeah, I'll let it wash. Yeah, like wash past me. But
I don't think I've ever seen an episode of The Big Bang Theory.
It's annoying.
Yeah, and Love Island's kind of annoying sometimes as well because it is like people sort of shouting and screaming at each other. like, I'd hate to be there. Like, part of me, like, would love to go on it just for the incongruity of, like, being the one, like, slightly chubby guy who, like...
You just want to rock the boat, basically.
Just doesn't have any idea what the rest of them are talking about.
Yeah.
Like, everyone would hate me, and I'd hate all of them, probably. Or, like, we wouldn't get on.
I'd just go in and start loads of rumours, or just, like, fuck up, and be like, right, are there homosexual contestants?
Sometimes there is a bisexual woman.
Right. And does that... Because that could rock the boat quite a bit. If they go, oh, right, there's 9 men, 8 women.
Yeah.
And then 2 of the blokes fuck off with each other.
Yeah, that literally happened last summer. There were two... I think there were 2 women who... They either coupled up or they were just threatening like they might couple up.
To wreck it.
Yeah.
See, that's what I want to do. I want to wreck it. I want to go in and I want to wreck it. I want to burn the house down.
Yeah.
I want to just start rumours about everyone. Stab everyone in the back. Make them stab everyone else in the back.
Yeah. 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 I would enjoy it if that happened. But you know what? They're quite good at doing that. They just put in like proper wreckers, ruiners.
Yeah.
People whose like only goal is just to fuck things up for other people. Because they're just like contrary, awkward bastards.
Yeah, if you're listening to ITV, I want on a holiday and a knife.
You know what? This is what I want to say about Love Island, actually, is that like the people on it are kind of dumb. The people making it are fucking smart because they just constantly, continually shake up the game. And if it ever seems like things might settle down for a bit, they're like, right, we're going to have like a toga party, throwing a toga party.
Yeah.
It's getting boring now. Sending like 5 women. All right, well,
we're gonna have a nipple piercing.
We're gonna have a nipple piercing class. Send in like 5 women with like 8 bottles of tequila, and then tell them that the next morning 6 women are gonna get evicted. Like they just constantly change the rules. They constantly fuck it up. They constantly keep them on their toes, and they don't let it get boring. Like that's what I'll say about Love Island. Sometimes it's annoying.
Right.
It's never boring.
Okay.
Whereas Big Brother was often boring.
Yeah, Big Brother...
It had its high points, but it would have, like, weeks where somebody would just be, like, fucking building a tower of sugar cubes for hours.
That's the thing with Big Brother, yeah, because when they tried to push it, they pushed it too far, and it just went insane.
Yeah, it went off the rails. And Big Brother's still on. Did you know they're still making Big Brother?
God, why?
It's on like Channel 5. There was a few years where I watched a lot of Big Brother. In the golden years. Macozy years.
Yeah,
that era.
Yeah, yeah. I think we all did. We all sat and at some point in our lives watched them sleep.
Yeah.
We've all done that.
Yeah, we've all been
there.
Yeah. Anyway, good times. Love Island then.
Love Island. Hit me.
I think I'm going to give it an 8 out of 10. Like, I don't always like it, but I've got to fucking respect it because it's so well made for what it is. They've executed... They had a really good idea and then they've executed it very well. So, yeah. Like, if you turned around and said to me, I hate it and I don't want to watch it, fine.
Right.
But, like, you can't take away from the fact that they do what they do excellently well, and for that reason I'm going to give it an 8 out of 10.
8 out of 10 strong. Yeah. For something you don't know if you love or you hate yet.
I think personally it's alright. Like I can stand to watch it. If I never saw it again, I'd be fine.
Yeah,
I could take it or leave it, but I respect the hell out of it. Hey, yeah. I wanna see you work it, baby. I want you to be my lady. I love the way you move your body, who you drop it crazy. Oh, I love the way you work it. And if you let me, I'm gonna flip reverse it. Come on, baby. Back once again, it's the Renegade Master, B-Boy Badaba,
Dabba. The ill behaviour.
Power to the people. We're back. And it's time for our interlude, we're full of all of the great features which we come up with week on week, and then promptly get rid of the next week because we don't have enough material to repeat them.
Yep.
This week, after having had feedback from our girlfriends and feedback from our mums, we're introducing a new segment which goes by the name of Feedback from Our Mate Libby.
Yeah.
So she's been talking to you about podcasts this week, I understand.
Yeah, we've had a lot of interactions with our friend Libby on one pertinent topic.
Yeah.
And it was about seafood sauce being better than mayonnaise.
Is she of the opinion that seafood sauce is better than mayonnaise?
No.
Oh, so she's wrong then?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
So, do you want to be proven right? Get your own podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, easily done.
Until then, seafood sauce is better than mayonnaise.
If you don't mind it sounding like crap, then you can get one of these amazing USB mics for about 20 quid.
Yeah.
Or you can get two of them like we did and then realise that you have terrible audio issues trying to make the audio sync up and then revert to just using one of them.
Yeah. Peek behind the curtain there.
That's really put our mate Libby in her place. She's great people, salt of the earth. I've also had some feedback from my now wife, Eleanor, basically saying to me, why when we talked about McDonald's last week and I gave it a glowing 10 out of 10 review, why did we not talk about the awful effect McDonald's have had on the world? They cut down all the rainforest to grow cows. They exploit their workers. I don't know what else have they done. They kill loads of animals.
Yeah, they're generally trying to scorch the earth, I believe.
Yeah, pretty bad labour practices. I understand. They treat their workers quite badly. And, you know, they've kind of taken over big bits of the world. And for all I know, they're selling guns to dictators.
If not worse.
In the Congo. If not worse, yeah.
But as I said to you earlier, we tried to think of this as a comedy podcast, so we're not going to go down that route.
Also, I am really, really hoping to get some kind of sponsorship deal from McDonald's or whatever the equivalent of the Nando's Black Card is for McDonald's, or even just an extra value meal. I'll take an extra value meal. Whatever you've got, McDonald's. Ronald, if you're listening.
Yeah, big Ron.
I am very happy to endorse your product to our legions of listeners. So just hit me up on Twitter, at Raphael Attar, or on to the podcast at Raph and Males, RefandMales.
Your own personal Twitter. Look, over the one that we use together.
Yeah, well, I don't want you getting in on this sweet sponsorship deal. Well, it depends what they offer. If they offer McDonald's for life, you can have as much McDonald's as you can fit down you. If it's one extra value meal,
you
can have some of my chips.
You can have it. If it's one, you can have it.
All right.
If it's two, you can have them both.
Really?
Yeah. I think when it gets to three,
yeah,
I want in.
Right, all right, that's very big of you. And so, yeah, Ronald, if you're listening, I'm willing to pick you over my wife when it comes to the issues of McDonald's, and that's...
Oh, God, you said the issues of McDonald's there.
Yeah, not in general, life,
yeah.
Not as a life partner, but, you know, on the specific topic of saying McDonald's is good, I'm happy to do that in exchange for whatever scraps you want to send my way. Right, that's it for feedback. And now it's time for the triumphant return of everyone's favourite segment. Raph's got something to say about stuff.
Yeah, I like the song. I've got something to tell ya, something
to tell ya. You might not like now. This week on Raph's got something to say about stuff. Have you ever had a flat white?
Yes.
So I don't really understand what it is. It's like a coffee with milk in it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand what the difference between that and a cappuccino. No, what? Cappuccino's got coffee in it. What's the difference between a latte and a flat white? Only difference I know, flat white's more expensive.
Yeah, and smaller.
And smaller, yeah.
And bringing on to what I've got to say, flat whites, right, they come served in a glass, not like a mug. By and large, whenever I've seen one...
What?
It'll be a little glass, about 2 inches tall.
Like the weird tall coffee, hot chocolate glasses.
A little bit, but no handle. Almost like a water, like a little water glass you get sometimes.
Who's doing this?
Loads of the time whenever I see a flat white, this is the way that it's getting served. What I'm saying is, that's a shit way to serve coffee, because it gets really hot, you can't pick it up, it hasn't got a handle.
Yeah.
and like fucking they put hot drinks in ceramic for a reason, guys.
Yeah.
So that you can lift it up. Also put a handle on it. What are you doing? Hot drinks in receptacles without handles is a fool's errand. Sort it out.
Yep. I've got something to tell ya, something to tell ya.
You might not like now. Alright, that's it. Anything more for the interlude before we move on to your review?
No, I think let's keep this train rolling.
Let's keep this train rolling all the way home to the station where we are going to pick up the passengers and take them to their destination, that destination being Insight.
Can I get 2 Big Macs?
Okay.
2 apple pies? No, actually. Let me get 2 Big Macs and 2 apple pies. A little bit of Sprite in the side of fries. Let me get a McDouble, let me get a McChicken. Hot sauce, make sure that shit kick. And I want a McRib before a McPiss. Let me get a hash brown if it is a lunch head. If it is, I'ma be McSad and upset. Let me get some nuggets too. I want a bun cake and a parfait. 2 of them, I really had a hard day. Let me get a McCafe latte and a couple hundred large shamrock shakes. Powerade, high C, ranch snack wrap on the side, please. Let me get a burger with a slice of cheese, but no onions or pickles, so hold that, please. I want a McFlurry, 2 of those. 1 M&M, 1 Oreos. I want everything on the dollar menu and a burger with jalapenos. Let me get a snack wrap for my backpack. Better not test that. That dust sauce, no Aflac. Taking everything to go, so pack that in a black bag. High res eating all the flapjacks. Did you get all that?
All right, and we're back again.
Yes.
With the Renegade Master.
We're going to have to use that song at some point.
With the ill behavior, with the ill behavior, with the ill behavior, with the hat rocket. What are you reviewing?
I'm reviewing Wasps.
I've heard of them.
It's summer.
Rugby club?
No. But that's what you do get when you Google Wasps.
Yeah.
No.
Right, white Anglo-Saxon Protestants, I'm with you.
The insects that are rife at this moment in time,
yeah,
little, I would say.
Oh, the bastards of the sky, as they're known.
I mean, I'm gonna reserve judgment until after this sentence, which is they only exist to bring pain.
Yeah.
What the fuck is the point in wasps?
God's cruel joke on mankind.
Just massive wankers.
Yeah.
Top to bottom.
Mainly at the bottom.
Yeah. I mean, we could end it here. Just be like, fuck wasps. Like, fuck everything they're about.
I feel like it's very unlikely we're going to get any feedback from anyone who's like massively pro-wasp. No.
If I don't know anybody who's pro-wasp, I would hate to meet anybody who is pro-wasp.
Yeah.
Because they're probably evil.
Yeah. What kind of serial killers?
I can't even fathom anybody.
Wasps.
Yeah, I can't fathom anybody. Because, like, you have beekeepers. Do you have wasp keepers? Nobody wants to keep wasps. They do one thing, I know, which is they eat pests on crops. But we have pesticides for that. So we've already got rid of their jobs. So they ain't got a job no more. And so they just go around hurting people.
Look what a job anymore.
This is another, like
in Tory government.
Like bees, they sting you, they die.
Yeah.
So they've got that burden on them.
Yeah. They have to really sit down and like confront their inner demon before they decide to sting someone.
There's a pause.
They're on their way to sting you and then they pull out their wallet and have a look at a picture of their wife and thousands of kids, and they pull up at the last minute and fly home.
Yeah, they come back for a second run if they need to.
Yeah,
but a wasp, no hesitation, no thought. It's got no kids, got no wife.
It's got nothing to live for.
No, except hurting you and making you suffer.
If a wasp was a person, what kind of person would they be?
Theresa May.
Oh! In the face, Tree.
They'd be that, or they'd be Taxman,
just
I imagine.
Kind of gouging you.
Yeah.
For no good reason.
Yeah. I'd go with that. I mean, they, like, here are some things that wasps ruin.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Picnics.
Yes.
Eating ice cream.
Yes.
The outdoors in general.
Yep. Summer.
Opening windows.
Yeah.
Growing up into your loft.
Yes.
Childhood. Childhood. Big one. They ruin childhood.
Yeah.
Like, they ruin flowers.
Yeah.
They ruin you enjoying not being in pain.
They ruin, yeah, just general peace and quiet.
Yeah. Like, the amount of fear I've seen in people, like...
Jam. They ruin jam.
Ruin jam. I was at the bus stop the other day.
Yeah.
On my way to work. I had my headphones in. And all of a sudden, three people sprinted away from the bus stop. Right? I did not know what the fuck was going on. My initial thought was, oh, fuck, it's a bomb.
Yeah.
Right? I got up to go and noticed it was just a wasp.
And what was your reaction at that point? Did you sit back down or did you go?
I was ready to...
Did you move to kill?
I was ready to bolt.
Yeah.
Because I'm not one of those people that'll hit them.
Right.
Because you hit them... I've always been told, you hit them, you anger them.
Yeah.
They're coming for you.
Yeah, you kill one and then the swarm...
Yeah, so
they get
I...
get to know about it.
I just have to run off, which I think that's... What? Who else does that? What other things are people feared of where they go, this thing's going to really hurt you, but don't do anything to it? Like... if somebody hit you, you'd hit them back.
Like terrorists, I guess.
But people try and stop terrorists. No one's trying to stop wasps.
What about aggressive, drunk, homeless people?
I mean, yeah.
I mean, that it pretty much describes wasps anyway.
Yeah, I feel more guilty for a drunk, homeless person. I'd be like, oh, their life sucks.
Yeah.
I don't think a wasp life sucks.
No, wasps are fucking loving it, aren't they?
Yeah. They're like reveling in this.
Yeah.
But it was crazy. And then one guy out of nowhere just came and just bitch slapped the wasp. And I was like, oh shit, it's going down.
With his hand.
With his hand.
What a have a
and
go hero.
I stepped away further.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to get the wasp that's just been riled up to fuck.
Yeah.
Like just going on a stabbing war.
Yeah.
Like I was like, I'm getting out of here.
Collateral damage.
Honestly. And like the people that ran away were like grown ass adults.
Yeah.
And, like, one guy was pretty hench, and he could have just, like, stared it to death.
There's one... I have to say, one of my favourite things in the world is to see, like, people who are physically bigger and more intimidating than I am getting scared of tiny insects and running away.
Yeah, but the same...
But then I also get scared of the...
Well, the thing, there's a reason to be scared.
Wasps I'll get scared of, moths less so.
No, I don't give a shit.
Some people, like... A proper shit scared
deadly
monster.
Yes, really, we know people who are deadly feared of
yeah,
moths.
Yeah, I know a few,
and I don't get it.
Yeah,
they but just touch you and leave a bit of dust on you.
Yeah,
but a wasp, like, I have so many horrific childhood memories of wasps ruining my life.
Can you name any specific ones?
Biggest one still scars me today is we were at Sherwood Forest, Clumber Park. It's up north. And they have, you go for like bike rides, like families go for bike rides. And I was too young to have a bike, so they
you're
put
just
you
running
in,
behind.
Yeah, they put you in this like little buggy that's attached to the back.
Yeah,
and it like when it's got it can seal up when it rains and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I was in there with a 99, having the time of my life, unbeknownst to my parents. A wasp had got in there with me.
Oh shit.
I was trapped in this thing.
The call is coming from inside the house.
As they're like cycling along, looking at the like, nice views, and I'm just screaming my head off.
Yeah.
Getting stung by this wasp in a fucking sealed container.
Yeah.
Absolute hell.
I can see now where this antipathy was born.
Honestly, like, and then that, what's the solution? He's like, oh, we're just in the middle of nowhere in a wood.
Yeah.
Sorry, mate.
Get a dock leaf on it.
Yeah. Just be angry and just contain that hate.
Yeah.
And let it build up and build up.
This will build character. It will, you know, prepare you for the fact that life is shit and full of arseholes.
Yeah. I mean, fuck, that's still...
Ugh. That sounds very traumatic.
Yeah.
No, that was a bee. Stepped on a bee. That was bad. But the bee died...
Yeah.
And, you know,
the bee got his comeuppance.
To be fair, I started it because I stepped on it.
Yeah. I mean, what's a good wasp killing device?
I have the perfect answer for you because I spent a whole summer doing this. You know, one of those, what do you call them? Jiffy bottles? Squeezy bottles. You squeeze it and there's like a, it's like a plastic bottle with a top on where it's got a handle you squeeze and then a squirt of water comes out.
Like a mist sprayer thing.
Yeah, a mist sprayer thing. You use it for like watering plants
or
whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Get one of them, and try and squirt the wasp. Because if you hit them, they go down because you get their wings.
Right.
And they can't fly anymore. They hit the deck and then blam, get them.
What's the secondary weapon?
Whatever you got, rolled up bit of paper.
I want them to
flip flop.
I want worse than that. I want them to work. I want them to properly
baseball bat
agony. Yeah. I was thinking of getting one of those. You know those little tennis rackets with the electric thing.
Yeah, but they're shitty though. They don't really do the job. And then you're just left with this like halfway killed wasp that you're just torturing. Because that's the thing. I don't want to torture these wasps. I just want them not anywhere where I am.
That's the thing.
If I need to make that happen, if I need to, you know, remove them from this mortal plane to achieve that, I'll do it. But I don't take pleasure in, you know, hurting them.
I think I would. Like, I really want them to suffer.
It feels like payback.
Yeah.
For that fateful ride.
They've got me enough times
yeah.
that I need to get them back.
Yeah. And maybe set an example to the other ones.
Yeah. Like, I might hang one from a bit of string in the window.
Yeah, like the Romans crucifying Christians.
Yeah, I want
them
to know.
Teach him a lesson.
Because, I'm not happy. There's going to be a lot of occasions where we're going to have him in barbecues, hoping for it to rain, and loads of wasps are going to come along and ruin it.
Yeah. I'll tell you the other good wasp-killing device. It's a bit morbid, really, but...
Loving it, go on.
You get a jam jar with... How do you do it?
Oh, we did this in France.
You get a bit of jam in it and then fill it halfway up with water.
Yeah, we put like sugar and water so they go for it and they drown.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember doing that. We put them around the pool.
Yeah.
Yeah, shit, we need to do that again.
And then, that'll get them. But then you are left with like the worst concoction.
Yeah, and everything else gets in there as well.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a bad scene. It's just this pool of death.
But that's what I want. I want wasps to suffer.
Yeah.
I want to remove them from the earth.
Yeah.
And I don't think anybody's going to say otherwise.
No. I was trying to Google to see wasp fans. Unsurprisingly, does bring you mostly to fans of the rugby club.
Yes.
I have found an article in The Spectator by Simon Barnes saying why all civilized people should love wasps. I'm not going to read it because I don't agree with him, and I only read stuff that confirms what I already think.
Well, I've gone to my usual source for getting on the nose, cutting edge opinions, which is the Steam community forums.
Yep.
When they've got a subject going by someone entitled Bugmaster saying, why do people hate wasps? And top answer is, they sting and it hurts. Someone comments on that saying, that's reason enough for me.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, that is... We've been chatting about this for a while now, but that is really the heart of the matter. Quick wasp quiz for you. This is... a bit of fun.
Yeah.
I turned up in my Googling of wasps. Let's see how much you actually know about this animal that you are denigrating. Question one. Do wasps make honey?
No.
What's the difference between wasps and hornets?
Isn't hornets just what Americans call wasps?
Yeah. What do wasps eat?
Souls,
yes, correct. Do wasps pollinate?
No.
No, they do fuck all apart from fucking kill people. What's the difference between wasps and bees?
Bees die and are fatter and pollinate and do nice things.
Nah, wrong. Wasps are arseholes.
Oh, yeah.
How do you treat a wasp sting?
With love and affection.
You don't, you just suffer. How long do wasps live?
30,000 years.
Yeah, way too long. I'll take your answer, it's acceptable. Do wasps sting or bite?
Sting.
You know what the answer? Actually, this is the real answer. Both.
Oh!
What dickheads. Fucking dickheads.
Well, why did God give them bite?
Just because God is cruel. Like, he's not necessarily on your side. this is a common misconception. We think, you know, wasps, that God is this great guy who's going to sort you out for life. God don't necessarily love you. Jesus does. God, no, not so much. All right, fine. So, wasps, any more thoughts to get out? I feel like we've really covered the heart of the grievance.
I found an anatomy of a wasp. Turns out Google Images of wasps is great. It describes its stinger as arse dagger.
Yeah.
Its head is where the hate is contained.
Yes, it is.
Bitterness is in lower abdomen. Loathing in the wings, indignation in its feet, and resentment in its little antenna.
Yeah. Oh my god, oh no.
Whoa, what have you done?
No, I've just seen some bad pictures of massive wasps on a guy's hand as like nearly the size of his hand.
Oh, that made me feel sick.
I don't want to I don't want to talk about wasps anymore. Give it a score.
0 out of 10.
Yeah, good. Let's move on.
Bees, bees, will you see me? With its compound eyes, on the mountainside, in the bush where I hide, will it see me? They're a very large size, like its wings and its tail that stings. On the mountainside, wasp summit, will it see me with its compound eyes on the mountainside? And the night came down, and I could not see with my eyes, for my eyes were not the compound eyes of the wasp. My eyes were the eyes of a poor blind mole that had lived in a hole for its whole life, and it had no eyes. They were pretend eyes. They were in fact raisins that had been stuck there by its mother to make it think it actually had real eyes on the mountainside. With its compound eyes, wasp summit.
Bees,
with its compound eyes on the mountainside, wasp summit.
Right, we're back. That was traumatic. In fact, let's go away again. I need to have some more gin.
Wasp summit.
All right, and we're back for the second time. And we have talked about Love Island and wasps and reviewed them. I don't know if you were there listening, but that's what happened. What happens now? What do we do now? Lightning round.
Oh, shit, yeah. Well, I forgot about that. That's a thing, isn't it?
Yeah, that is the thing. Have you got any items for the lightning round, or are you going to come up with them off the cuff?
No, I've got them.
All right, well, just to explain for you, the listening audience, who may be listening to this podcast for the first time, hello, welcome to the podcast. The lightning round is where just like two little clouds firing lightning bolts down at the ground and incinerating shepherds because they've angered a vengeful god.
Yes.
We throw items to review at each other, and then we review them very quickly, give them a mark out of 10, justify it with a sentence. And then we move on. It's very quick, snappy, quick. Lightning. I'm going to go first. For you, Jeremy Corbyn.
8 out of 10.
8 out of 10, why?
He does a good dab.
He does do a good dab.
Looks like a lovely old man.
Yeah.
I agree on, I'd say, 80% of the things he says.
All right.
And that equates to 8 out of 10.
Very good. I'm not going to talk to you anymore about Jeremy Corbyn.
Lightning.
Oh, good one. Meta. I like it. 9 out of 10. It's fucking cool, man.
Yeah,
it's really cool. Whenever it happens, it's just like, what the hell was that? Oh, yeah, I just remembered the world is amazing and beautiful and full of awesome things.
So many times I've been late for work because I've stayed up. Well, I've been woken up by lightning and just sound watched it at like 4 in the morning.
That is a valid reason to just be awed by the majesty of the universe. Theresa May.
1 out of 10. I don't like her.
Yeah.
She wears interesting footwear.
She does. Yeah, I love a bit of leopard print.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough.
Roundabouts.
Ooh. I'm going to give them a 7 out of 10.
Okay.
A pretty good system, I think, for dealing with major junctions and turnings. But they are a bit intimidating sometimes for a learner driver.
Yeah, strike fear into you when you drive up to one.
I'm actually not too bad with a roundabout, unless it's like a massive one on a motorway that's really confusing where you're trying to look at signs all
the
same time.
Yeah, like a three-lane one.
I'm not too fussed about roundabouts, but I kind of like I operate on hope when I'm going around one.
Oh,
I just think, like, I need to be in that lane now, I'm going over there.
I'm just thinking about
everybody's going to be cool, right?
It's making me upset just thinking about it.
All right, well, we have different opinions about roundabouts and Jeremy Corbyn. Okay. Lord Buckethead.
Eight out of ten.
Yeah.
I like what he's on about. I like that he thinks he's from space.
Yes. Love anyone who thinks they're from space.
What I don't agree with is, this is the third time he's run.
Yeah.
That means he's wasted 15 grand.
Is it five grand?
Yeah.
Yeah, but well, you say wasted, you know. He's made his point, hasn't he? He's made his point loud and clear.
Yeah. And I heard the song, and the song's awful.
The song was pretty bad. But the costume's very good.
Costume is strong. He could have come up with a better name, though.
Yeah. Although, when you think about it, he was Lord Buckethead when he was running against Thatcher. Before Buckethead, the guitarist was Buckethead.
True.
He can probably reclaim that 15 grand just in...
Well, that guy Buckethead was a twat.
Yeah, he was. He's good at guitar, though.
Yeah, but
if you like that
still
sort of
be a twat, can't you?
Yeah, well, almost everybody who is good at guitar is a twat.
I agree with that.
Is that all of them? Have you got one left?
One left. KFC.
Yeah. 10 out of 10. Obviously 10 out of 10. Like, I don't even need to justify that or explain why. It's fried chicken, and it's some of the best fried chicken you can get in the UK outside of, you know, little local places that nobody's ever heard of.
Have you just ruined your McDonald's sponsorship deal?
No, they're owned by different corporations.
Yeah.
You know what? Like, I'm an equal opportunity sponsor. I'll sponsor KFC and I'll sponsor McDonald's. I believe in both products. I'll sponsor Domino's. I won't sponsor Burger King because I think it's a pile of shit.
Yeah, I found that unusual.
I stand up for what I believe in. Right, that was a lightning round, I think. That was snappy, wasn't it? It was so snappy.
It's good.
Snappy like,
I like
a snap
it.
Election.
I like it.
Man, we've been all over the satire this episode. We've just got so much to say about.
Didn't think it would be a thing, but we did it.
Yeah, and we did it so well. Like, probably better than anyone since Rory Bremner. Right, what do we need to tell the people before we get the fuck out of here?
Tweet us, email us, leave reviews of the podcast on iTunes or wherever
if
you
listen. If
you're going
to subscribe on iTunes, that's a good thing to do. Or subscribe wherever you subscribe to podcasts. That's really easy as well. You just hit the subscribe button and then you'll get all the new episodes when they come out. And also, you boost our visibility slightly. Leave us a review. That's a very good thing to do. Very helpful for us. And hey, if you've got some shit to get off your chest, what did we ask for earlier? What's that subculture called?
Yeah, that's what we want.
The kind of people who are on Love Island, the kind of people who are on TOWIE.
Answers on postcards.
Is the answer just young people? Is that the real answer?
Is that it?
But we're millennials, aren't we? Maybe they're like younger. I don't know. Maybe
we need answers.
We need answers. We don't know what the fuck we're talking about. Please let us know who are these guys.
Yeah.
And yeah, you can let us know at RaffinMails on Twitter or RaffinMails@gmail.com or RaffinMails on Facebook. That's all of it, right?
I believe that's everything. I was just checking because I believe we said in the last episode if we hit over 200 people.
Yeah.
Listening. Per week, we'd invest in better equipment.
I think we had 79 for the last episode, according to the stats that I've seen.
Let me have a look. 94.
94. Well done, people. We're getting there. We're creeping upwards.
I don't know the difference between visits and downloads because we had 227 visits. Oh, if anybody knows how to use Podomatic, hit me up.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
We need a webmaster.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
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 One, 10, 2. Hello everybody. They wanted me to do a rap song. I went up to the mailbox yesterday and got stung by a wasp. And they thought I'd make a good rap song, so I'm just going to give it my best try here. So, pretty new it is. I went out the mailbox and there was this, as I pulled the lid open on the mailbox, there was a big wasp nest inside it built in there. I guess it's been a while since I'd opened the mailbox. Maybe I should check it more often, you know. More than once, but it's I guess I should pay my bills more too, so I got to pay my bills one of these days. But anyway, I opened the door and the wasp come out and were chasing me around, and some of them got me on the back. I had to call the ambulance and get some stuff that makes swelling go down. I don't know what they call it. Not her, but it's something like. Anyway. So I went and got some spray paint. I didn't have any bug spray there, so so I took my lighter and I just lit my lighter and lit my lighter and lit my lighter and it just torched them all inside. But I forgot to get the mail out, so I set the damn mail on fire. Well, not quite like that. Yeah.